This is Bonnie Jakobsen. I'm out driving right now, and here is my voice note to you.
Hello, hello. Welcome to podcast. We are in our car driving towards Khao Yai. So this episode is going to be all in English because I'm talking to Mr. Ronnie Jakobsen. Hello, Ronnie.
Swadee kap.
Ronnie, we are heading towards Khao Yai. So tell us about how you feel about Khao Yai.
Khao Yai is a place you go to when you need to relax, de-stress, and just go and enjoy your weekend.
Totally. But today we're not talking about Khao Yai at all. We're talking about some of the issues and questions and topics that I was asked in a TV show. And we discussed it a little bit earlier, and I told Ronnie, stop, don't say one more word because I want to do a podcast on this. And if you guys are ready, the topic was, should you be installing a condom vendor machine in schools? Once again, should you be installing a condom vending machine in schools? And when I was in that show, my take on it was that it's the same. Whether you install or not installing, what's your take on that, Remy?
I think that if the idea is to educate young people about sex life and reduce teen pregnancies, I think is very smart. Of course, this is not going to help just by itself, but you also need information and education of it. It's also easy for people, for kids to get access. Maybe they're embarrassed to go to 7-Eleven to buy it. And in general, it just provides easy access. And it becomes normal for people to talk about it, becomes normal for them to see it, and thereby they will use it more often, and then reduce a poor girl, 14-year-old, 16-year-old, getting pregnant.
Wow, yes. I think it was there to try and reduce teenage pregnancy, because Thailand is one of the top teenage pregnancies in the world. But personally, what you said, first you said is to educate them and have them talk more.
It's a part of the whole program. It's not just one small thing.
Yeah, but it's not like 7-Eleven hasn't got it. Don't sell the condoms. They sell condoms, easily access. Putting it right in front of their face is like having, you know, something that's so delicious right in front of you, and you don't want to think about it, but then you think about it. It's school, and maybe it's not a place for you to stimulate you to think about sex.
But do you know how often teenagers think about sex? A male is probably like every 6-7 seconds.
Exactly. That's why we don't want to put more thoughts on that.
So you're saying if they think about it every 5 seconds, that's going to be a major problem?
Well, it's the start of teenage pregnancy.
No, that's the whole point. You don't do it because if you have condoms, there's no teenage pregnancy.
No, but you think about it more than you tend to do it more.
I think when you see it in front of you on a daily basis, you'll be reminded about using it. Instead of, oh, I'm in this situation now, I have to run to 7-Eleven and get it.
Yeah, but what is it? Why are we installing it in school? Like, are they going to buy it and go bang it out in the PE room? You know, it's not a place.
No, but they can pick it up whenever they're there. Every day. They see it every day and it gets reminded about using it. If they only see it at 7-Eleven, which they most likely won't see it because it's not like, oh, there's condoms. But if they see it at school, their friends talk about it, their friends, you see their friends buying it, then that together with sexual education in schools, I don't know how that one is in Thailand, will definitely help.
Let's just say when I was in my school, sex was never ever mentioned once throughout my educational life.
Yeah, but remember, that's 20 years ago, so hopefully Thailand has improved a bit. Sexual education is essential for any well-developed country.
Why is it essential? Like, okay, I think that my teachers didn't teach me that because they don't expect it to happen at all throughout our school lives.
Yeah, but society is changing. And clearly when you see that Thailand's on number one in teenage pregnancy, there's a problem. What happens to a girl who gets pregnant when she's 14 years old? Yeah, I know it's below the sexual age limit.
Can you flip that sunshade?
Yeah. I guess the sexual age limit is 16?
No, I mean where you were. Now it's right in my eyes.
Okay, there you go. So it's clearly a problem. So then you have to start with education. And that's addressing it in schools, getting information out there, what you need to do to prevent it, also at the machines. We have it in Norway, we had it for years, and it works.
So, do Norwegian kids have it in school?
Yep. Not every school, but...
I mean, do they do it in school? They have sex in school?
No, they don't have sex in school, but it gives... It's in the eye and it reminds people about using condoms. Part of the education as well, where they talk about teenage pregnancy and try to get people to be aware of it.
Well, I have to say that talking to you and you're giving me that kind of reasons, I kind of feel like, yeah, it's not bad having it in school. But my take in the program was that it's the same. Like teenage pregnancy is kids doing things that they don't consider the consequences and how it will affect people around them. That means they're disconnected to people around them or their family mainly. So I think the real problems is it's not that they having sex. What is that? They're disconnected to their family, so they're not considering the feelings of their family. So I think everything starts from the family, not at the vending machines. I know a lot of people that are so loved by their family, and they don't even want to have boyfriends. They say they're fulfilled at home. They're not go out and seek.
Really?
Yeah.
I would kind of think that the urge of the feelings, as you say, of their male or female hormones
are stronger on the male side.
Yeah, and are stronger than what they feel about their mama, mother and dad for 99% of the people. That's why people do bad things, you know? If your case was what you say, the feelings for the families are so good and so strong, there would be no crime in the world.
Exactly, because most families don't have that sort of love.
They might have the love, but they don't have the... People do crimes for many reasons. Okay, but we're going off track now, though, anyway.
I know, but I think everything starts from the family, and teenage pregnancy is, in my opinion, relates to that.
I agree that it comes from family values and how you're raised. Because some people are raised well and someone probably don't have that support. But I would say I was raised pretty good. I had a loving family. Still have, but as a 14-year-old, I was horny like a dog.
And shit, I would cut that out of my podcast, Ronnie. That does not give you in a good light.
I'm just telling how most people have. And I'm pretty sure most teenage kids are, especially guys, are extremely horny in those days. Hormones are rushing through their bloods, and it's just, if they love their mom or dad, it's not going to prevent them from trying to have sex with a girl.
Well, you know, I don't know about boys, but girls don't get that much, I guess. So if at least the girl's part can contained, which is probably easier than boys because you have more kind of hormone, then it's problem solved.
Yeah, okay, so you think you should educate the parents then?
Totally. Educate parents to educate their child, yes, about sex too, and also about consequences of things.
Okay, so you're gonna go back, educate people who's 50, 40, 50, 60 years old. How are you gonna approach them? Or is it easier to approach the kids that are in school and the education system at the moment, if they're educated correctly, and then in a few years, 10 years time, they get parents, they have the correct values. Which one do you think is most successful?
Parents.
You're losing this debate big time, Bomb.
Big time.
not really, Ronnie. I just think that everything starts from the family, and there are like parents meeting, and they should be told about this.
Yeah, they should, of course. But if you inform them in a 30 minutes meeting one time, it's not gonna help much. They will tell their kids one time and okay, I've done my part. But if you continuously educate kids in their schools, you will get the right values into people, and they will have the right attitude, and they will know and respect that the girl, if she gets pregnant at 14, her life is a complete mess already.
You're winning, Ronnie. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for your opinions, and I hate you.
Woo, woo, woo!
And that's it for Voice Note this episode. Thank you for listening.
จะอยู่ที่ไหนก็แล้วแต่อยากให้รู้ว่า Voice Note เป็นเพื่อนคุณเสมอ Have a lovely day! This is Bon Jakobsen.